Did you miss us? Did you really miss us? I'm just saying, some of y'all must be still on vacation for Thanksgiving, because I know one thing, my alerts have not gone off. Y'all have not been listening to the dang truth. I have beef with all of you. I need y'all to get off of vacation. I need y'all to go ahead and turn on your radios. I need you to go ahead and press play, and I need you bitches to go ahead and tune into the goddamn truth. Hello.
Hey,
now,
y'all.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Ooh, I like that. Ashley, I didn't know you had that in your throat.
That was on accident, because I swear to God.
Welcome back. All right, guys, it's your girl, Edith Yolanda, and I'm here with the bestest friend, none other than Ashley C.
Hey.
I mean, we're drinking water. We're trying to get our bodies right.
This is the first.
Listen.
We're always alcoholic.
Listen, I'm actually going to cut back on my alcohol intake. I've noticed.
I'm gonna tell you, you'll drop weight like I'm gonna tell you, that's really my thing. The reason why I still look thick.
Yeah, it's because she drinks tequila.
I drink alcohol.
Well, listen, I'm a social drinker, but I noticed that. Okay, shout outs to everybody who showed up to Thanksgiving dinner. Ashley, I miss you. I didn't see you at all during the holidays. You were just traveling.
I was in and out.
Yeah. Fuck you, Ashley.
But
anyway.
I cooked a whole bunch. Did you not see all the food I made?
No.
I still got macaroni left, curry goat.
Listen.
All that stuff.
I was too busy. I did one Thanksgiving shout out. I was like, listen, I'm going to be in these kitchens. In this kitchen, I should say. In these pots. Mm-hmm. And happy Thanksgiving, folks. But we got work to do. Right. So I got up at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. Took a shower. Put that goddamn turkey. My mother bought a 25-pound turkey.
Jesus.
But we had like 20 people in our house.
Okay.
That's
a good amount of
people. So it was kind of like happy Thanksgiving. But Ashley, you know I'm also thankful for your friendship. So, nothing new. Just another day. Listen, guys, we didn't do a Thanksgiving podcast because we were with friends and family, but we are grateful and thankful for all of our followers who listen to us on a regular basis. Shout out to my coworkers. My coworkers really listen to the dang truth.
Do they? That's
girl,
good.
Shout out to Deidre. No, I'm just playing. It's Deidre. Brianna, Cam, they listen to the podcast, and Deidre always comes back. She's like, girl, who are you girl, is it somebody I know? Girl. Right. So, shout out to my coworkers. We're thankful for all of our listeners who support us and share the dang truth. Thank you, guys. But I am definitely joining LA Fitness, bitch.
Girl,
it's time for me to get these Megan Stallion knees back into work.
Yeah, I'm about to start working out, starting back tomorrow. You know my birthday's in now.
Wait.
28 days.
Wait, bitch. Wait, hold on.
I gotta do like a quick.
Wait a minute, bitch. Hold on.
Snap back.
Bitch, 28 days, Ashley. You're getting in shape for your birthday, bitch.
Yes.
Ashley, see, this is what I'm talking about.
If I can lose
16
pounds in 2 weeks, I'm about to get it.
Ashley!
It's easy. It's so easy.
It's horrible. It's horrible. That's what it is.
I want to do a photo shoot, which is like, you know, like how people be like, I know, I've never done one before.
A photo shoot, bitch?
I've never done one.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I kind of want to do one. You know where like people are like naked, but
I'm not down for pornography, actually.
No, it's gonna be like how Lizzo did it. How it's all
with your ass crack all out.
I don't know why
Lizzo is wild as fuck.
It ain't gonna be like that.
Okay, well
it's gonna be more modest. I'm not that.
Well, I mean, anyway, I'll just let you know if you want your ass cracked out, we'll get somebody to butter your buns.
Got to. Gotta make sure it's one complexion back there.
I'm so done. I am not putting foundation on your ass. It's ridiculous. Listen, guys, we got a ton of shit to talk about. Like, I mean, some things have been going on since our little break, and I just really need to talk about it. Number one, what's going on with all this? Okay, we need to talk about this because I am so confused. Like, all of a sudden now, people are being sex trafficked, and people are turned up missing, and their organs missing. I, girl,
Yeah, I heard on the radio this afternoon when I got back in town. Some lady, I think she was about 24. She was it was about 9 o'clock in the evening, if I remember correctly. She was off Church Street in Atlanta.
Okay.
At a burger spot.
Okay.
She got some food to go about 9 o'clock, and she got back in the car. And a guy, I guess she didn't lock her doors right away when she got in. A guy jumped in the car and held a rifle to her head and told her to drive.
And
she said when she, I guess she got, she definitely got away. But she said, she looked in his eyes and she said he was clearly on something because they were bloodshot red.
Oh, Lord.
And basically, I forgot how she got saved, but I think something happened. He got scared. Something.
Well, you know, it's weird because all of a sudden it's been sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. And I actually heard on the news here also locally that this woman claimed that a person was following her in the gas station or whatever. But all of these statements that she made and allegations were false. So I don't know if people are actually, if this is like propaganda stuff. You know how, what kills me is like how we hear things and then we run with it. Like yeah, we okay. actually run with it. And, you know, I'm hearing now that there have been like 500 black women and black young girls missing. Why isn't that? The news is not reporting this. Why isn't, you know, people, why
are they not taking dudes? Their organs are
well,
good.
You know, but I also think that women are more vulnerable. And so women are more vulnerable. They don't really know how to
fight,
defend themselves. I've also heard that people are sending me all kinds of things in my inbox about dollar bills on car doors.
On car, yes.
And tying windshields and old ladies
what is a zip tying a windshield?
So basically they're saying like they are zip tying like the windshield wipers, and when you go to look at it or try to, you know, finagle and get it off, somebody comes from behind and snatches you. Then I heard that like old ladies are giving like fragrance samples, and when you smell it, it knocks you out.
I've been hearing that for years though.
But it's like, okay guys, this is some common sense. First of all, I'm not going. If you're not inside of a mall or in a store, I'm not taking anything and sniffing it. That's number one. Number two, I'm not going anything that is on my car that I did not put there. I don't care if it's a $100 bill, a dollar bill, 50 cent. I'm knocking that shit down. I don't need it. You know what I'm saying? It's too obvious that there's certain things that are going on. And people are not being cognizant of their surroundings. And it's just too much. I don't know if it's like fake news. I don't know if it's something that we need to actually be aware of. But I did make a Facebook post stating that if you're not a licensed gun holder and you want to learn how to shoot, we're going to the range next year.
Okay. I mean, I've been to the range. I had fun.
Yeah, we're definitely going to the range. We want you to be licensed gun holders. We want you to know how to operate your gun. We want you to know how to clean your gun. Because a lot of people don't realize that if you don't clean your gun properly and you haven't used it in years, that there's certain things that kind of jam your gun. So you won't be able to use it if it's not clean. So there's just certain things that I feel like women should know. And I also, there's this website. I might put it in the link. Mm-hmm. But there was this website that has a lot of little tools that you can use to defend yourself.
Okay.
It's like, it's got like a comb that you can slide the handle off.
Yeah,
it has a knife.
I saw
you saw that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It has this keychain with the little cat ears that you can actually use, but the cat ears are pointy.
There's this thing in there that looks like a pen.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So things like that.
You can go into the club with it, because most of the time they're going to look at it and be like,
yeah.
Oh,
well, we don't want them to do that. But what I'm just saying.
Because I'll be out. So
we need to do more defense tactic classes. We need to know how to protect our families, because there are a lot of single mothers out here, a lot of single women that live alone, and you need to know how to go off if you need to go the fuck off.
Yep. I agree.
I'm all about protecting yourself, and I'm not that girl that's big on talking. Motherfucker, if you try some shit with me, it's going down. My nephew the other day, it's so funny, right? I had my back turned and I was talking to my mother and my nephew, he came down like a cat. I didn't hear him. And this motherfucker came up behind me and he was like, and he tapped me. Next thing I knew, I turned around. I turned around and I had my hand like, and he was like, yo, auntie. And I was like, bitch, ain't no flight in me. It's all fucking fight, nigga. Okay. I just need you to know, bitch, you scare me. Okay. Don't fucking scare me.
Oh, there's flight in me now. No. After this weekend?
Oh, yes.
After this weekend.
Okay, hold on. We just got to do a piece of this story time. You don't have to go all the way into detail, but Ashley went to NO this weekend. And it's crazy because I didn't even know you were fucking out of town. Bitch, you better call me and be like, hey, you got to do the check-in. I'm the big sister, bitch. You let me know. I'm going out of town, bitch. I just need you to hold things down until I get back. Send me a text or something, bitch. I didn't even know you was out of town.
Yeah, it was kind of like a spur of the moment thing. So we went to New Orleans. Ugh. And, you know, they have something called the Bayou Classic down there. I guess it happens every year.
Yep, Bayou Classic. Shout out.
And so, you know, everything is on Bourbon Street.
Dirty ass Bourbon Street.
It is dirty, but, you know, we were there Saturday. No, we were there Friday and Saturday. Saturday night. I'm going to say there were four stampedes of black people just running.
Crazy.
You don't know why they running. Well, I'll say three, we didn't know why. But the fourth one, there was definitely gunfire.
Bitch, I'm out after the second stampede, bitch.
They scattering like roaches.
So okay? Let me ask you, did you have like any type of inkling, like any type of feeling?
Yeah, after the first stampede,
you was ready to go.
I was ready to go.
Yeah.
I could not get lit for nothing. Like,
but the people that you were with didn't want to go.
Yeah, the people I was with were adamant about staying. They were saying, Ashley, oh, Ashley's so scary.
Ashley bougie.
All this stuff. And I'm like, man.
And then it was like, we'll protect you. Protect me from what? A fucking bullet? Bitch. How can you protect me from a fucking flying bullet, bitch? You must be Superman, ho. Listen. I'm going to tell y'all. My mother always says, trust your first heart. Mm-hmm. Trust your first mind. Trust that little voice. That's God speaking to you. When you said to me, you could not get lit. When you are the lit of lit people, I know. Bitch, that was the time to get out.
Yeah.
When you told me that certain people wanted to stay alert so they didn't drink. And certain people
are lit of lit too.
Get the littest of lit.
Right.
That was y'all's, like, first mind. That was your first heart. That was your first voice to say, all right, something. Yo, I was looking at this shit. I got alerts on my Yahoo mail.
This was big. 11 people got shot.
Yeah, this was serious.
And we were only 100 feet from, not even 100 feet.
That's fucking crazy. And again, I don't understand. This is a pretty much a black event. I don't understand why we just can't act right. We can't do right.
Shoot, my brother might be on to something.
Listen, we can't do right.
You know, with them, they don't seem to have as many. All they do is they do like
they fight, they fist fight or whatever. But I don't understand why
we always. He was like, you know, black people, black men especially, they don't fight like they used to anymore. It's always about like, let me pull out my gun.
Yeah, absolutely. That's been that way for a while. That's been that way for a while, and I just don't understand why. And you know, the thing about it is that it's young black men, and it's testosterone, and they're getting killed at a rapid rate. But it's been like that for a while. It's systemic, but it's been that way for a while. But anyway, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Woo, that was a lot.
Yeah.
That was a quick little story time, but that was a lot. So we're going to be back. We're going to talk about Kenya Moore's husband.
Oh, wait. I did not see yesterday's episode.
Okay,
But I kind of get an idea of how he is.
Let's talk about Kenya Moore's husband and how a lot of women put up with men like that. And let's talk about Omarion's unbotheredness.
I love him.
Oh, I love him too. So we'll be back with the God dang truth. Let's go. All right, guys, we're back. So listen, word on the street, is something that is kind of, I've experienced it. I've experienced both parts of word on the street today.
Okay.
So let's just talk about Kenya Moore and her relationship with her newfound husband, Mark Daly, and their beautiful,
she's super cute,
young, tender, precious daughter. What's her name? Brooklyn Daly.
Brooklyn.
And so I've actually seen both parts of this word on the street, because I have been that person that was just dying to be with someone to love me and to give me the family that I wanted. And I settled for a very long time just trying to make things work because I felt like I was running out of time.
Okay.
So there were times where I was kind of like, I need this person because I've been invested in this person. I'm running out of time. I want this family life. I want to be happy. I want a baby, right?
Okay.
And then it was just horrible because the person didn't want what I wanted. The person...
What do you mean they didn't want marriage, or they didn't want a kid, or they...
They just didn't... They probably wanted those things, but they didn't want those things with me.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
And so I finally decided that I wasn't going to settle. I think I just made a post that, I want somebody that I can just look into their eyes and say, you know, I love you so much. Uh-huh. I posted that on Facebook.
That's so cute.
No, it's something that Ashley over here, seasoning turkey wings. And I just inhaled some Goya and some goddamn, I don't know, jerk. But yes, and now we're gonna be sneezing because she's cracking pepper in here. But
sea salt.
But I really want to be in a relationship, but I am not. I'm at the point in my life where I'm not willing to settle for someone who is not willing to love me or fight for me just as much as I'm willing to love and fight for them.
Okay.
So I gotta drink.
Ooh.
Ashley, go somewhere with that goddamn seasoning. And you know, this bitch is a goddamn Jamaican, so she is really like seasoning the fuck out of these turkey wings. So anyway, I really, really honestly and truly believe that Kenya Moore, Miss Moore,
uh-huh,
who is so beautiful,
she's right,
super intelligent,
right,
settled for love.
Former Miss, I know she gets pissed off when people get it wrong. Is it USA?
America, one of those, bitch. You know who you are. And I see so many women do this. I see so many women get married.
It's because she's 47. And in her head, it's time.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Now, let me ask this question. Would you want to risk being hurt, embarrassed, disrespected, and dishonored? Or would you think it would have been better to go and have a baby, adopt a baby, maybe get just a donor? Would you go through all of this just to say that you have a man and you're married and you got married and had a baby with a man?
Not me.
I mean, there's so many.
It would never get to that point for me.
Right.
But a lot of times,
you know, a lot of people who have done this. We know people personally who have done this.
A lot of times, though. Yeah, I have a friend of mine. You know, her family is giving her flack about her like having a kid.
Okay.
She has other siblings that have children, and she's just not there yet. And they constantly remind her, when you gonna give us a grand? Like, it's a lot of pressure. So it's one of those things.
You need to put people in their place. I'm sorry. There are too many women out here that can't even have children.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Good thing Kenya Moore is a millionaire and she could, you know, do the in vitro, and afford all of these things that she could have a baby at like 50 years old. Because Kenya Moore is 50. Let's be real with it.
She's 47, I thought.
Let's keep it real. The bitch is 50.
You think she's older 50?
That bitch is close enough to 50. You round it up.
Don't round my age up.
Round it up, bitch. If you pass the 5 mark, you might as well round up. You in that other category. You about to be AARP certified, bitch.
What's funny too is
you're a singer.
There's this guy who likes me, and he's liked me for a very long time, and we just never worked out. I mean, you know, we never worked out. So, you know, he knows I'm involved right now, but he still hits me up and stuff. Girl, this weekend, now that it's just weird that we're talking about this, He said, isn't it about time for you to start having kids?
No, bitch.
And I said, that's so disrespectful.
No, bitch.
I said, that's none of your business.
Right.
I said, and I'm going to tell you today, and I'm not going to tell you this again. You don't ask anybody that type of stuff because you don't know their situation. I said, how do you even know I want kids?
Right. And that's not for everybody.
He's like, oh, I wasn't trying to be disrespectful.
Having a kid is not for everybody.
He said, I would know you would make a good mom.
No. How do you know that?
You don't know
that. If that was meant to be, it would have been. But it has not.
I haven't tried to have a kid, though. I'm not trying to have a kid.
I'm not trying either. And I remember going back home one time when I was in college. And I saw a classmate that I was cool with at the gas station. And he looks at me and he goes, you ain't bust out no babies yet, bitch. I'm 19. No, I have not bust out no babies yet.
That's so rude.
But it's like, there are other things that I can do other than just have babies.
Yeah.
And then on top of that,
and now he wants
y'all having all these babies and can't afford these babies.
And now he's like, it's funny too, because he has 2 children now, this
right.
guy. When we were talking back in the day, he didn't have any kids. But now he has 2 kids by this, I'm not going to call her a crackhead, but you know.
Okay, yeah.
By her. Somebody. And now he want to tell me, oh man, I just love that you just got your shit together. Like,
bitch, because I ain't got no goddamn kids.
Oh, really?
And I'm not sitting here saying that people who have children don't have their shit together.
Right, but I'm more
free to do more things.
And to have my shit together because I don't have things.
Absolutely.
Kind of invading my time.
Absolutely. So my whole thing is that getting back to Kenya Moore.
Okay.
Her husband is the rudest motherfucker.
First of all, the fact that he couldn't even answer that. She was like, who comes first, me or the baby? And he was like, what do you mean?
Did I stutter, motherfucker?
I'm your wife. Like, what do you mean?
But you know what's really pissing me off? Kenya got all like that her. Mouth talking to women on the show and disrespecting other women. But you sit here and let this whole nigga disrespect you on national fucking television. That is so sad. And that's what pisses me off about women. There's some women that will sit back and be passive as fuck when men disrespect them just to say that they have a man. But when it comes down to true sisterhood, true village, you got women on this show that are going through the same thing. And y'all can come together and become sisters and really look out for one another. But y'all...
Do you think he cheats on her or you think he's just rude?
To be honest, I think he's gay.
Oh.
I'm saying, like, I honestly want to know why you married this woman. Why did you want to be involved with this woman
maybe
if you're going to disrespect her?
Get another restaurant going because on the last, I didn't see this week's episode, but last week, you know, they were, I think, having dinner or breakfast or something. He was like, where are the eggs? How do you not have any eggs to make me breakfast? And she said, don't worry, I'll make you pancakes. And he's real slick at the mouth. So they were sitting down and eating. And she was like, well, how are we going to do this, you know, make more time to like for each other and so you can be with the baby more? And he's like, I don't know. It's just work. And she was like, well, maybe you should open a restaurant here in Atlanta. So I was like, that might have could have been his goal.
Mm-hmm. I just think that men who really disrespect women and, you know, put women down, I think that they have personal problems and issues.
Uh-huh.
And to be honest, I've never seen a man, like, this is another thing that really gets to me. It's men who really are, they talk down to women, like, after they have babies and stuff and say that they need to lose weight right away and they're not attracted to the woman after she's gained weight. You never loved her.
That's how I feel too.
Period. Point blank, period.
Yep.
You never loved this woman if you're going to sit here and put pressure on her to lose weight after she's just had your child.
Okay.
Fuck you. Mm-hmm. Period. I was on, I think I saw something where this girl on Facebook posted up, hey guys, tell us what turns you off that women do, or you know, name some things that turn you off about women. And one guy was like, stretch marks.
Another, are you dumb? I was getting,
girl,
you
know, listen.
You know when I got my
listen,
first,
listen.
You know when I got my first set of Tiger Shots? In high school.
Listen.
And I was skinny. Listen. But very athletic. But I had
the things that turn men off that some of these men were saying, I realized, I said, oh, these are homosexuals. Yeah. Point blank period. I'm gonna start calling the thing what it is. When you start nitpicking on women and pointing out certain things on women's bodies that are normal and natural, bitch, you're gay.
I remember the guy that I'm like,
gay.
My boyfriend, he said, we saw a post like that one not too long ago, and this guy was like, he wanted to break up with his girl and didn't know how to because she got a lot of stretch marks now and her body's not the same after they had the baby. He was like, this nigga dumb as fuck.
Wow.
Straight like that.
Wow.
He was like, after someone just had your, and this is coming out of another man's mouth.
Right.
After someone just had your child, you're scrutinizing their body.
Yeah. Yeah. She brought life. She brought life, half of your DNA into the world, and you're going to sit here and scrutinize her. Yep. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, sir. Thanks. Yeah, like things like that, I'm just kind of like, nah, I'm good. I just, you know, I can't deal with bitch made men. Like, I just can't do it. So I just say a big screw you to Mark Daly because I think that he's very disrespectful. Even though I'm not a Kenya Moore fan, I really feel bad for her. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for women that
have to just go
want to really love someone and then you actually have to deal with the drama of a person saying that they really don't fuck with you like that, even though you just want to love them.
So you remember Portia's old dude, is it Cordell?
Cordell, her first husband.
Yeah. What's up with him?
I don't know. He's gay?
They said he was.
Yeah.
But then he was seen with one of the Braxton sisters.
Uh-oh, could be a beard.
Maybe.
But he treated her like shit too.
He sure did.
And going on to Portia now, let's just talk about her baby daddy who, you know, while she was pregnant, he cheated on her.
So he only cheated on her with other women. It wasn't any of that animal stuff, right?
Girl, we're not even gonna get into that. What I'm noticing is I'm seeing a lot of women jumping into relationships that are unhealthy because they just want gratification instantly. They don't want to actually they want instant gratification.
Yeah.
They just want
to say that they have a man.
They want instant gratification. Yeah. They want to have a facade of something that's perfect and ideal.
Right.
But there's nothing perfect and ideal. Which goes on to, you know, me dating. Okay. Like, I actually just had this conversation with a coworker of mine. Mm-hmm. And I was telling her about my, you know, my dating situation. I told her, I was like, you know, the last guy that I was with or whatnot, he was like, picture perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what do you mean, like on paper? Or
like just, you know, not necessarily on paper, just like the looks of him and, you know, just him being a good looking guy, fabulous body, gray sweatpants approved. He was just everything that you would want to look at.
Okay.
Like, kind of like Adonis like.
Okay.
But for me, I thought that he was shallow. I thought that he only thought about working out. We weren't mentally on the same level. And he wanted things differently than I wanted. I wanted a family. I wanted children. He didn't want children.
Hold up. We're talking about... Oh.
I'm talking about the trainer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
he
so
didn't want kids?
He didn't want children. He said he absolutely didn't want children. He said that marriage would come one day, but probably when he was older. Bitch, you're 37 years old. What is older? And so I was just like, oh, this is just a sexual thing. And I didn't want that. I wanted more. Mm-hmm. And so it's gotten to the point right now where it's kind of like, I'm not just dating men for the good looks or the good opticals. I'm dating men because they are what's best for me.
And possibly husband material.
If a man respects me and honors me and loves me, that's what I need in my life. I don't need a man that is just optically looking good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, which leads us to Mr. Omarion. Okay.
I love him.
I think Black Twitter named the announcement date Omarion Day when he
on Fizz's birthday.
On Fizz's birthday, which I don't know when is Fizz's birthday. I don't know
the day he made the announcement for the tour. Whatever day that was.
Omarion made this big announcement that he is going to do the
Millennium. It's called Omarion Bow Wow Face Off Millennium Tour 2020.
Why is Bow Wow on this shit?
Well, coming from that era where Bow Wow and BTK were like the
baby.
That was literally like my first concert, which was the Scream Tour. So the Scream Tour involved B2K and Bow Wow. That was the original Scream Tour.
Yeah. Not interested.
If you remember, they just went on, B2K just went on tour this year.
Right. And you were there.
I was there.
And you were behind the scenes.
I did. I went to the meet and greet.
Okay.
And Lil Fizz, he had an attitude. But now in hindsight, I realize why.
Oh, he wanted to fuck his best friend's girl.
And Omarion was clearly unfazed because when I go back now and watch the videos and like look at the pictures, Lil Fizz looked like he did not want to be there.
Okay, but let's just go back because when Omarion...
Wait. That's why Bow Wow's now on this tour is what I was going to say.
Yeah, I still... Bow Wow, I just...
And he was lame. Mad that he wasn't on the original, you know...
I get it, but no, I wouldn't... Okay.
You have to think about it. No, it's no one's like new song. Like, I can't... It's all their old stuff. Anyway, so Bow Wow has a lot of old songs.
But I can't see Bow Wow doing...
He can bring out the girls. Trust me. B2K can bring out all those sold out shows.
B2K is different. And then Bow Wow has been ridiculed and slammed on Black Twitter for being a liar, for being a lame ass, for being just Bow Wow.
But I think, okay, maybe so. But he's going to still have his fans out there only because Omarion is on the tour too. So
let me hold you.
Yeah. That was a good song.
And then okay, Ricky, shut up.
Pretty Ricky and all them.
Oh my God. I just hate those. I hated Pretty
excited.
Ricky.
I'm excited. I'm going to
go. Oh, I hated Pretty Ricky. I did like Little Bow Wow back in the day, but.
No, Pretty Ricky, they perform. Okay.
Ricky.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was like nostalgia.
They're all ugly. They're just all
that's fine,
ugly.
But their music, it's 5 in the morning.
Ugh. Hate that. I'm more of. Oh, this is how we know that we're just from different like times.
Because
I would I would so go to a Silk concert. Like I would so.
Hold on now, I like Silk too. There's a meeting in my
bedroom.
There's
a meeting in my bedroom. Bedroom.
But I like that's what shit.
So. Okay, so you were behind the scenes. Lil Fizz was not wanting to be there. He had an attitude.
And I couldn't understand why, because Lil Fizz was actually my second favorite member.
He light skinned. He got light skin problems. He got light skin attitude.
He was there. If I show you the pictures, it's like so ironic now that when they're playing it on Love and Hip Hop.
J Boog in the background, now they're mad as shit, because he done fucked it up. Lil Fizz a fucked up J Boog's bag, and I ain't even mad at J Boog. J Boog was like, he was on IG like, well, my bag fucked up, you know. It's just gonna. But I thought that was so diplomatic of Omarion. I think that
he handled it very well.
When I saw Omarion in the pictures, well, first of all, let's just get to the three of them.
Which one? Which three?
Let's talk about Omarion, Lil Fizz, and April.
Okay.
Because right now, this is my thing. I feel like if April and Fizz were going to do what they were going to do, they should have done it in a different way. Number one, I don't know if Lil Fizz and Omarion are best friends or if they were just in a group together.
No, I don't. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. April and Fizz are always saying now, oh, we were just in a group and they portrayed it as such. We were brothers. But I watched an interview with Omarion and this guy asked him, so
I thought you and Lil Fizz were actually friends. And then Omarion had this look like, what do you mean? Okay. Like, in his head, yeah, we are friends, but what did you hear and what's being said? Because now I'm confused. And then he was like, well, apparently you guys are, and the guy went on to say how April and Fizz are talking about how they were never friends, they were just business partners. And Omarion was just like, well, you know, people grow, people do their own, like, he was very, very...
I think Omarion knew that Fizz and April before we knew that they were getting together and hooking up. My whole thing is this.
Do you think she messed with him before she said
no,
she did?
I honestly believe if you look at April and Omarion's timeline and when she was pregnant and in a relationship with Omarion, I honestly don't believe that she was messing around with Fizz. I don't.
Okay.
I think that April was actually very in love with Omarion and had two children by him. I think that they fell out of love. I think that they had issues like many couples do. And I think that she wanted to hurt him. Honestly. I think a woman's scorn is something that we'll do when we're hurt, we will get back at you by any means. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know, she wanted to get back at Omarion for whatever he did or did not do. And the best way to do this shit is to get with your homeboy. Will there be backlash? Of course, because now people are calling her a hoe.
I don't think that's the best way. That makes you look crazy.
I mean, not... Okay.
I'm sorry.
Now listen. Hold on. Because
I don't care.
I've seen sisters be in a relationship with the man, get divorced or break up from a boyfriend, and the other sister
and
go and date
nasty.
The ex.
I don't care.
I've seen it.
That's disgusting and that's rude and that's against all codes of ethics and that's gross.
I've seen it.
I don't care. Do you watch This Is Us?
Not really.
Well,
I'm just letting you know.
On the show, basically, the lady is with her husband. He dies in a fire, and now she's married to his best friend.
I will say this, Sam. Back in the day, and in Muslim culture,
oh, you're supposed to go take care of.
Hold on. Please. My mother told me back in the day, when her aunt died, her sister took on her role as being the mother, and then she ended up marrying the husband. Back in the day, and in Muslim terms, that's what they're supposed to do, but we find fault in that because it's like sloppy seconds, and there's usually some mess that goes on behind the scenes.
And then in my head, I'm like, were you looking at him the whole time? You was waiting for my ass to croak so you could jump in.
Don't matter, you dead, bitch.
Wow. Both y'all.
I think that Omarion said, let's change the perspective, and I need you to go ahead and just change this whole thing about you being the victim. And because right now Omarion is, I think he handled this so like wonderfully. He was like, I'm
very
unbothered.
Professional.
The thing about it is that when somebody has moved on, they've moved on. And I think that what April did was, it was low down and dirty. I would never do it.
April says he hasn't moved on. She feels like he hasn't. She said because now he's texting her.
Okay, but why would you even communicate or say things like that if you're happy in a relationship with somebody else? If that were the case, be with your man, be with Fizz, and don't even speak on it. Why are you speaking on it? When it comes down to what a person is doing in the personal life, we didn't even have to know that Fizz and April were together. That's why I think that this is for a storyline for Love and Hip Hop.
I think it is partly too.
You know, we had to have some drama.
Because I don't think Lil Fizz was on the last season.
Listen, I don't know what it is. People are trying to get their checks.
No, he was. Maybe it was April who wasn't on the last season.
I'm going to just let you know, y'all can't do the shit that you see that these people on television are doing.
Right.
People are out here getting checks. People are getting paid. This is something that people are doing for entertainment. People in real life are doing shit that I just feel like is... Y'all can't do what these bitches are doing on television. Y'all can't do what these people are doing in Hollywood. First of all, y'all ain't got Hollywood money. Y'all living on Candler Road, bitch. Ooh. Y'all living in Lithonia, bitch. Y'all gotta stop living these Hollywood lifestyles. And y'all living every day check to check. Y'all can't do what these bitches are doing on television. Because this is for a check. This is to keep y'all entertained. Mm-hmm. This shit in real life is not cool.
It isn't.
If you fucking with my ex, I got a problem with you, sis.
Man.
I got a serious problem.
What's that guy I spoke to that one time?
Cam.
He said it best. He said, people forget their code of ethics when it comes to romance.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's out the window.
It's just certain things. I would say maybe in another lifetime, bro, but I can't do this.
Like,
I
have a homegirl. She actually listens to the podcast. She introduced me to a couple of her friends not too long ago, and she told me about this one guy she introduced. They're cool now. She was like, oh, we used to date. Da, 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 da. So we go to this concert. I have to leave early. Everyone's exchanging numbers because I told them I might meet back up with them later.
Okay.
He texts me the next day trying to hang out.
No.
And I was like, oh, okay.
No.
I told my friend.
No.
I know you don't date him anymore. I said, but I'm just uncomfortable because it's just like, that's gross.
That's disrespectful. And she was like,
she's like, I agree with you 100%.
And I'm glad that you went to her and told her.
All right, he's not about to get me caught up.
And this is one other thing that my coworker told me, one of my coworkers. She was saying how her friend, who is a male, is like, hey, let's go hang out. Hey, let's go to the movies. Hey, let's do this. And she was like, but you have a woman. Why aren't you doing these things with your woman? Because she's not interested in him. See, this is another thing that really pisses me off. It's what's really pissing me off is that the things that you niggas can do, you actually don't do. Like, my whole thing is this.
Get it out.
Why? Let me stand up for this shit. Why be with a bitch that you're not really happy with? And you don't want to do anything with them, but you're going all out for another bitch that don't even want to spend time with you. She puts you in the friendship zone, and you think that you might have a chance with this bitch, but there's no way in hell that this woman wants to be with you because she could do better than you. Why are you guys out here trying to cheat on your woman with another bitch that don't even want nothing to do with you? This man is sitting here asking my coworker, hey, let's go to the movies. She was like, y'all have been beefing. Y'all have been having arguments. She said, maybe if you just do something
like this with her.
Say, maybe if you just come home and say, hey, I don't want to argue.
Let's go to the movies.
I don't want to fuss and fight. Let's go to movies.
Yeah.
Or better yet, let's just go dancing.
Something.
Or how about this? Let's go to the drive-in movie.
And make out like we were kids.
That shit, it's the little things that count. It's the little things that matter. And I don't know why men are out here trying to cultivate relationships that are dead ends. When you have people that want a person that wants to love you the right way. That shit is, that's why I keep on telling women, walk away. Mm-hmm. When a man knows that he has you, he knows he has you. He will do what the fuck he wants to do. But a man that knows that he is walking on the motherfucking thin line.
So what are you suggesting? You're suggesting the man.
Walk away.
No. You just said when a man knows he has you. Are you saying when a man knows that you are in love with him, that's when he does what he does? If that's the case, that don't make no sense.
I feel that men know. Okay, so my mother, have you ever heard this saying, get a man that loves you a little bit more than you love him?
Yes.
Okay, now, sometimes I don't think that that's right. Okay. I think that love should, it should equal up. It should be 100%, 100%.
Right.
Right? But there's some truth in that. I feel that when a woman gets into a man and he knows that he has her, like she will do anything for him, I think that they really play on that. Versus a woman that says, bitch, I don't give a fuck. I'm me. I'm not going to destroy me to make you happy. And I'll walk away from this bitch at any moment. So I'm letting you know right now, you better treat me right or I'm out. If you have your shit together like that, I know men will, they'd be like, I'm not going to sit here and keep arguing about the same thing with a nigga and nothing changes. All right, fine. You're not happy? Hey, no. Let me ask you, Daquan. You're not happy? All right, bitch. I'm out. Okay, Jason. Let me ask you this.
All right, bitch.
Jason, let me ask you this. Are we going to argue every day? Are we going to argue? All right, bitch, I'm out. Because, bitch, I'm not doing this. Bitch, I'm not finna do this. Bitch. If you're not happy and we have no ties and we don't have no... Now, it's different when you're married and y'all got to see each other every day and y'all got bills in each other's things, y'all got kids together, then, bitch, you're not going nowhere. Sit your bitch ass in that goddamn chair in that goddamn basement and chill the fuck out. And when you get chilled, bitch, come upstairs, fuck me, and take a nap, nigga.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? But if we don't have no ties, then, bitch, get the fuck on.
Oh, God.
I'm serious. Oh, God. There are too many women and too many men that are out here settling for women and men that don't want you. When there are people out here that are actually looking for real love and want you. But we're so fickle-minded. We so fickle. Girl, what he driving? Girl, he got an E-Class? No, bitch. He got a Honda Accord. But that shit is paid for, bitch.
Okay.
Oh, she got a fat ass? No, bitch. But she got some big ass titties and that pussy still good. What, bitch? All right, so we had a bit of a technical difficulty. Maybe it was because I was a little bit passionate about this
right.
shit.
And God said, let me calm this lady down.
But no, it's honestly the truth though, Ashley. We as women and men have to stop settling for what's less. You need to really dig deep inside and know what your worth is. You need to know that you're a child of God. You need to know that you're a part of royalty. You need to know, and I'm not talking about African royalty. I'm talking about spiritual royalty. Mm-hmm. You need to know that there's love that's inside of you because God created you. Mm-hmm. Okay? When you realize these things, there's certain things that people can't bring to me. There's certain disrespect. Certain people won't even look my way because they know that they can't bring that to me. You know, I see women out here today that are doing the most. I mean, I see women that are actually walking around naked and walking around naked in 30-degree, 40-degree weather because they want a rapper. They, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
I see women that are... I was in Starbucks. I was at the line in Starbucks. I'm going to say this. Shout out to Jamaica.
Woo!
Okay.
Bah.
But I saw a man and a woman together that bleached their skin so badly that they both look pink.
God,
They both look pink.
That's really big in the island. And also in Africa. But.
Yeah. I mean, everywhere. You have Asians that bleach your skin. Indians that bleach. Because the Western way was to, if you're white, you're right. But what I'm trying to say is that there's so many people that really don't love themselves and they're seeking love in the wrong ways. And this is where you get your Kenya Moores. This is where you get your Aprils and Little Fizzes. You think that April and Little Fizz are going to live happily ever after?
No, because she even said...
Girl, no.
She even kind of... She didn't say that they weren't going to live together happily ever after. But she was saying... But for right now, she was like... This is what's good for me.
Right. This is the dick that I need, basically.
For right now. But she's basically kind of saying, like, she doesn't believe in monogamy.
Yeah, and that's because you're hurt, bitch. That's because you're hurt.
Nick Cannon doesn't believe in it either.
That's because he's hurt. You know, hurt people, and hurt people say stupid shit. Anyway, I'm done with that. But we got to talk about one thing before we end Word on the Street.
Okay.
Billy D fucking Williams. Now listen, Billy D. Oh, Billy D. I don't know if the Colt 45 and damage your brain cells, because we all know that you were the Colt 45 brother that, you know, promoted this beer, malt liquor. But now you are 80 damn years old, identifying as sexually fluid.
He wants to use the pronouns. I'm like looking it up now. I had no clue. What?
Okay, so listen. I don't even know how I can go about this.
What's going on?
Okay, let me just.
So, it's like. Okay, let me not offend anybody. I'm not even gonna
say. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. Give it here. I am not doing this.
What I was gonna say is,
this is the dang truth, bitch.
No, you're right. But what I was gonna say is, like, the whole fluid thing. I just need more clarification. I need to understand it more, because in my head I'm like, because that's pansexual. People who are pansexual, they can date men, women, trans, because they are attracted to someone for their personality, and whatever body that personality is in is the body that they will take at that time. So what I'm trying to understand is that what gender fluid is?
No.
Or is gender fluid like,
no,
I just like what
he identifies with women. He identifies as himself, herself, him, her. He identifies as both.
So wait, what?
That's what gender fluid, that's what he said.
Oh, that's what he said.
That's what he stated, that he identifies with both him and her, his and hers. He identifies with both. Now, this is what I am kind of pissed off about. When he described himself as being gender fluid, he said because he's naturally soft.
He's 82.
He said that he is naturally soft. What? And he has a soft voice and he has feminine ways. Okay. But this is why I said, and I kind of went off. I don't know if you guys follow me on Facebook, but you should. Except for the people that I actually work with. Don't follow me because I will offend you. And if you ask me anything at work, bitch, I'm not holding my tongue and I don't want to be in HR. But listen.
Okay.
What is being feminine? What is being soft?
Get it out.
What does soft mean, being feminine? I first of all,
feminine and soft, just because you're feminine doesn't mean you're soft.
That's what I'm saying.
Just because you're soft doesn't mean you're feminine.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is where I'm like, yo, people in the world are confused creatures right now. This is why I keep on saying to my black men,
I'm feminine,
is be black men, because we are having young black men come up and not know what the fuck it is to be a man.
So wait, I am not soft.
So bitch, I'm not soft either. I'll fucking fight you in a minute. So am I a nigga now?
Yes.
Am I masculine?
Well,
no, bitch. I have a very soft pussy. Very soft. From what I understand, it's very good too. Listen, what we are not going to do is start getting confused. We're not going to start confusing what is feminine between soft and hard and, you know, soft spoken and outspoken. And no, you are what God created you to be. Stop this bullshit. There is a spirit of confusion roaming this earth, and it is a horrible spirit that is getting people fucked up in the mind. If you're gay, you are gay. If you are straight, you are straight. If you dress up as a woman and you have a penis, you are still a man. I don't give a fuck what they are saying. Period. Penis means male. Vagina means female.
So what if your penis was removed?
You're a woman.
Okay. Okay.
You're a woman.
Now you're a woman. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
If you went and got the surgery to make your clit enlarge and your little clit is sticking out and y'all are bumping clits, then hey, and you started taking hormones that grows hair on your chest, on your titties, on your face, then bitch, you a nigga now.
Yeah. Okay.
But and I want you to go into the male bathroom. Bitch, don't come into the female bathroom. Bitch, I want you to be with the niggas. Okay? But at the end of the day, stop trying to change my goddamn pad signs. Stop trying to take away the word woman. It is something that is putting women on attack mode. With all this sex trafficking and all this, it's like women are always under fucking attack.
We're always getting paid less.
Yes. What is that?
We're the last to vote.
What is up with that?
Then we have to have your kids. Like, but it's.
Then I look at people like Caitlyn Jenner, who was a man, turned himself into a woman.
Okay.
Is dating a man.
No, it's dating a woman now.
Dating a man.
Oh.
That turned himself into a woman.
Oh, wait.
Now they are lesbians.
Whoa.
And now Caitlyn Jenner wants to be a mother. Then I look at bitches. These bitches now want to have transplants to have babies.
Oh, God.
What the fuck are y'all? What is wrong with y'all? This is some sick shit. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. I don't give a shit if you say that I am xenophobic, homophobic. This is some sick shit. I don't care what anybody says. This is some sick shit. This is mental. When people are now trying to give men wounds and shit like that, and I'm like, yo, what am I fucking reading right now? What is this?
I don't know. I I'm all for living your life. You know, the way.
But when you start taking away women's rights and start making women, I don't like that.
It almost makes us feel like we're disposable because.
Yes!
Because if now they're trying to do transplants where men can have babies, what are we here for?
Bitch, why are we here?
Is that why they're taking our organs?
Why are we here? And to be honest, they're now saying that.
So sex trafficking is for that?
They're saying that now the transplant can be from, you know, like a dead woman. They can actually take those organs and transplant them and put them into a male body. I don't play this God mess. Like, God created human beings. Why are we creating human beings? Then when you go around and, you know, this is what we were having a conversation about maybe a year or so ago about the robots that were shaped like women and could talk like women and you could have sex with the robot and stuff like that. This shit is not normal.
Yeah.
It's not normal. I don't care how much you try to normalize what is not normal. It's not normal. Billy D. Williams just threw me through a fucking loop. That shit just was like, do you know how many women, how many bitches back in the day used to ooh and ah over Billy D. Williams? Now this bitch is out here walking around with that same ass Jerry curl that he had in them Colt 45 commercials.
Okay.
Skin looked like he about to die, just ashy. And now, oh, bitch, what is wrong with you? Do you see this picture of Billy D. Williams?
I saw it, but then I had to go look up the word gender fluid.
You looking like Count Dracula right now. You about to die. Like, yeah, don't be coming out with this shit.
82. I didn't realize he was that old. I
mean, yes.
I did realize, but I didn't realize.
Yes, he is just that old. All right, guys. We're off on Word of the Street. We're going to be right back. We have a great email. Shout out to our anonymous emails that we're getting and we're receiving. Keep them coming. Also, just so you'll know, it's thegoddamntruth@gmail.com. Keep on sending those emails. We're going to do our email, and we're going to end with what you're not going to do.
Because,
you know, we got a lot of what you're not going to do.
Yeah,
so
you know, normally I can't really think of one, but I got a couple of that.
We got a couple? All right. So we'll be right back after this break. All right, guys, so we have a listener's email, and I thought that this one was pretty darn good. I think it fits what we're talking about as well when it comes down to, you know, settling and what your worth is and knowing what your worth is and all that good stuff. So The email reads...
Okay. Do you want me to read it or you?
Yeah, I want you to read it.
Okay.
What are we going to call her? Let's see.
I call her Miss TLC No Scrubs.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good. Yeah.
I'm going to call her T-Boss. No. I'm gonna call her Chili.
Chili, because Chili don't play, okay?
Well, no, I'm
Chili
no.
has never played.
No. Chili We're play. Chili. I'm gonna call her T-Boss because I would have been gone a long damn time ago.
You think Chili? Okay, we'll
go ahead and read the email. She T-Boss. T-Boss, no scrubs.
Okay, dear dames, I have been with my boyfriend for a little over 3 years and he just lost his job.
Ooh.
About 6 months to be exact.
Ooh.
At first, it was all right since I'm able to handle the bills, and I do understand that people fall on hard times. But being that I'm handling things financially, it is appearing as if he has no drive or motivation to get another job.
Girl, bye.
Full-time, that is.
Woo!
In other words, he lacks a great deal of ambition, in my opinion, because I'm the one handling approximately 95% of the bills.
Bitch, what? Hold on. 95 what?
Percent of the bills.
Bitch, bye.
I have explained to him things will have to slow down, like us going out, traveling, unnecessary eating out, purchasing expensive items like clothes and jewelry, etc.
No, you gotta stay home. I'm going out.
True, right. He gets little side jobs here and there and drives for Uber every now and then, but he seems to be absolutely okay with sitting in the house chilling.
Using up all your air.
My question to you ladies is, what do I tell him and how long should I give him to get a job? I'm not trying to hurt his ego, but I'm getting extremely frustrated and turned off by his laziness. This is becoming very hard on me and it's actually causing a lot of stress on our relationship. Please help. Anonymous or Miss T-Boss.
Yes. Okay. So, Miss T-Boss, I'm speaking to you in pure Chili form. Ma'am, I think that if your man is showing you signs of laziness, lacking ambition, not wanting to be the man that he's supposed mm-hmm. to be and intended to be, I think that you, my dear, need to either move on or he needs to find gainful employment ASAP. For some odd reason, I don't know what it is that men feel like they are too prideful to work certain jobs or go to certain jobs to work. Mm-hmm. But when it comes down to you being the man and taking care of your household or your family or your woman, mm-hmm. I think that you should do things at all costs.
Okay.
You know, I came up with my dad who had two jobs to make sure that everything was taken care of. My dad worked. My dad had his own business. So my mother pretty much was well taken care of, even though my mom did work. My dad and my mom were a team and they did things together. So I just don't have any patience for a man that is shiftless, not willing to do whatever it takes to take care of himself.
Right.
I don't like men that want women to take care of them.
I agree.
Period.
I agree. No. I wish we could have like the caller on the line or the person who wrote the email, because I'd like to know, before he lost his job, was he paying all the bills
mm-hmm.
or was it like 50-50 and mm-hmm. now you're just paying 95? Like, you know, like why do you feel like you can't tell him, like what is it about his ego? Was he handling everything before and now you just don't want to hurt his feelings? Or,
well, and this is the thing, because I actually have a girlfriend that, you know, I don't know how she did it, but she did for about 6 years. She did all of the work, and her husband, who is now her husband, back then it was her fiance, went to medical school. But it was agreed upon that once he graduated from medical school, they were going to get married, and she would be at home and take care of their kids while he went to work. And I, you know, if that's an agreement that you guys have and the love is there and you guys are living, you know, within your means, and you know that there's going to be a brighter day where, you know, the husband is going to financially, you know, support you, then go ahead. He's not lacking ambition. He's working towards a goal. Mm-hmm. But that's to sit ambitious. Back and say, you know, oh, I'm going to drive Uber. First of all, we all know Uber is not a steady income.
Not as much anymore because it's so saturated.
It's so saturated, especially mm-hmm. here in Atlanta, Georgia. I wonder if she's in Atlanta. Because I'm going to just be honest. There are a lot of bitch made niggas here in Atlanta. And the reason why, and I know I'm being hard, but I'm going to say the reason why there are a lot of bitch made niggas here in Atlanta, Georgia, is because there are a lot of women out here taking care of these men. So it's just as much your fault that these men are lacking ambition, mooching off of you, being, you know, a sorry lazy man, because we, as women, are accepting men like this. If we stop
and that
accepting
goes
this
back
shit,
to what we were talking about earlier,
absolutely, absolutely.
Just to say you have a man, and you
just
don't
to say
be that
you have a piece of a man. I am so sick and tired of women out here. These bitches are out here taking care of men. I saw a post on Facebook where this it was on Instagram that, you know, this man posted up saying, "Oh, he said, where are the women who do this? It was a woman who wrote a note saying, I know you worked hard this week. You deserve a break. And she had like $500 bills and magnums that she left with this note to give her man a break because he worked hard and he's a good man. So you're accepting that you're going to give your man money to go use it on another woman? Unacceptable.
Why would she give him magnums? What was that for? For her?
For him to go and have...
Fuck off. For him to go and fuck off. No.
You see what I'm saying? So women are actually sitting here, and I don't care what your lifestyle is, because we know that there are people out here who swing. We know that there are people who are out here with open relationships. But bitch, that's not me. So y'all got to stop accepting... Y'all got to stop accepting what is not you.
Yeah.
Bitch, you don't eat pussy. So why are you accepting or going ahead because this nigga is saying, well, oh, Monica, did a threesome. Oh, Latavia did a threesome. But bitch, I don't do threesomes. I don't eat pussy. So at the end of the day, bitch, go back to Monica.
Okay.
Go back to Latavia. But bitch, you're not getting that from me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, what is in your lane is in your lane. If you're that type of woman, but I want men to stop thinking that good women like myself who go to work and provide for my family is going to take care of a nigga. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. And I'm not sitting here and saying that I want a man, because I'm going to tell you right now, this is Edith Yolanda Parrish talking. When it comes down to me, I don't ask anybody to do for me what I can't do for my goddamn self.
That's how it should be.
I don't want you dropping me no money to go to Louis Vuitton, because, bitch, I'm not buying a $5,000 bag. Okay. I'm not buying a Celine bag. Ooh. Okay? But at the end of the day, bitch, when I want a Michael Kors, when I want a Brahmin, when I want some shoes, bitch, you need to be able to give me what I need. Mm-hmm. Period. Because what I expect, and I mean, that, you know, I'm dating this guy, right?
Okay.
And I told my mom, I said, I feel like it's the little things, right? So I saw that, you know, the guy that I'm dating, one day I went to his house and his belt looked like it was kind of like folding on the ends. So I was like, I'm going to get him a belt.
That was sweet.
He's single. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a lot of men just, you know, wear things until they kind of fall apart. Especially if it's like a name brand thing. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you spent $300 on a Gucci belt. This belt gonna last. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get him another belt. You know, I could do that. You know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's the little things. But if you can't even really give me the little things that matter, why are we in a relationship? Stop wasting women's time that you can't really, you're not ready for them. Mm. You're wasting their time. Mm. You're wasting your time. You're either going to get on the level that your woman is on, or stop expecting me to put you at the head of the household.
Bam. Just like that. Yeah.
You either prove to me.
A lot of these men think they're automatically the head of the household. Like they, it's like it's an entitled, like, oh, I'm a man, I'm head of the household.
No.
And it doesn't work that way.
No.
It definitely
you, if you want the title, then you have to prove to me that you are honorable and worthy to have that title. I'm not gonna call you my king, but you're actually a peasant. Kings live a certain lifestyle. I'm so sick and tired of men saying, I want a woman that treats me like I'm her king.
But and are you treating her like she's your queen?
But we going half on the light bill, my nigga?
True that. True.
We going half on the cable bill, true, my nigga?
True that.
Now, I can see us doing like big bills. Like, okay, we got a mortgage together.
That's how I feel.
All right.
I feel like when I eventually live with a man, he paying a mortgage.
I mean, to be
honest,
I'll pay
the other stuff.
But you know what? Okay, Ashley.
Well, no, I won't pay all the other stuff.
Now, this is what I say with that, right? If we get together and we're young, 28, 29, 30, and we get together, we get married, and our finances aren't as strong, I say, hey, let's put our money together. Let's invest together so that we can grow together. So that we can actually, so you can be the head.
Y'all are married though, right?
You're married.
Okay.
I'm not talking about no, oh, we jacking up.
Okay.
We're married. We're young. We're growing. We're expanding. Let's put our money together. But when it comes down to it, I would like a man to really be responsible for the majority of the things.
The big bills. Mm-hmm.
And then let me tell you something. Mortgage, if my man falls ill, God forbid something happens, or life happens, something happens to my man, I'm responsible enough that my bag that was untouched can now go towards whatever needs to be taken care of because now my man is down. Mm-hmm. That's how royalty is. Mm-hmm. I got your back when you're down. Mm-hmm. But it was never when I was growing up with my grandparents and looking at my parents, my dad was the provider.
No, like that's how it's like with my parents. Like I know like my dad, he used to, like my mom used to always say, your dad won't even let me pay for dinner. Mm-hmm. From dating into marriage with children, still won't let her pay for stuff.
I'm telling you this right now.
I was like, this.
When a man sees that a woman is worthy of his time, his love, and his finances, he knows that what he gives her is going to come back to him. But when you have women out here that are wanting, but never putting back into their man, never showing love towards their man, let me tell you how a woman can show love. Your man is out here working all day, working a 12-hour shift. When that man comes home, you should have his house clean. When that man comes home, you should have his food ready. When that man comes home, you should have his uniforms ready for work the next day. That man should not be having to come up here and fixing him some cereal or coming in here and washing the dishes and picking up the toys out there. No, bitch. You supposed to be if your man is doing all of that,
two jobs and still having
you need to do what you need to do. And there are bitches out here that are trifling as shit. So I'm not going to sit here and just put it all on the men because there are women out here that take from their nigga and never pour back into him. So no, bitch, if you want that too, you need to do what you need to do as well. Mm-hmm. So, but getting back to what this woman is saying, I'm sorry. There's no way that that man should feel comfortable enough to be in his house all day.
So when should she tell him, like, hey, like, babe, like, this is getting really hard on me. When are you gonna, like...
She needs to let him know. They should have an open relationship where they can communicate.
Do you think she needs to give him a timeline?
She should have given him a timeline when she saw that nigga was 6 months in, not doing nothing. You mean to tell me that nigga, you couldn't go to Kroger? You mean to tell me you couldn't go to QT and try to be a manager? You mean to tell me that you couldn't sit here and do some janitorial services? You mean to tell me that you couldn't go and apply to FedEx?
Maybe she needs to talk to him about that because he may or may not think he's too good for those things.
Yeah, bitch, you're not that good if you're sitting here sitting on my couch talking about... Okay, I understand that it is a hard market out here to find a job. It is a very hard market because I have been in that climate where I could not get the jobs that I qualified for because it is not a, what kind of market is it? It's a employer's market, not an employee's market.
Right.
So for me, it was kind of, I was like, God, why is it, you know, and when these companies are getting thousands upon thousands of resumes, if your shit doesn't have what they're looking for and scanning through, you're getting overlooked. And it's happened to me. But bitch, you know what I had to do? Because I didn't want my niece and my nephew to see me at home when they get off the school bus. Bitch, I busted my ass doing some hard labor jobs. And you know this. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted my children, who are not really my children.
You're a mom tea.
But I wanted my niece and nephew to have things. And I wanted them to see that I was ambitious. I wasn't going to sit on my ass in front of a computer all day. So what I ended up doing, I would go to my job. Sometimes in the night, come back. Be on the internet till like 3 o'clock in the morning. Go to sleep, go to work the next day. And I mean, it's hard. It's not easy. Nothing in this life, in this world is easy. Mm-hmm. But I refuse to let my kids see me not doing what I was supposed to do to take care of them. Oh, my nephew needs a haircut. Oh, I don't have $10 to give you. I don't have $20 to give you a haircut. Are you kidding me? For a woman to sit here and have to write down all of the bills and say that she pays 95% of the... Bitch, your man should be embarrassed.
Yeah. Well,
you should be embarrassed.
Unfortunately.
And so this leads into what you not gonna do.
Okay. I don't even know which one I want to pick.
What you not gonna do? You gotta pick what, Ashley? Seriously, we gotta pick one.
Shoot.
Well, I'm gonna
I just don't know where to start. Like,
okay.
What you're not gonna do is start shooting when people just trying
that
to have a good
part.
Time. When people just trying to have a good time, I'm
that part.
What you're not gonna do is Kenya Moore me.
That's what you're not gonna do.
Okay.
You're not gonna do that shit.
You're not gonna talk to me crazy.
No. What you're not gonna do is have me involved in a toxic relationship. And when I say toxic, I mean something that is not good for you. One place that you should feel at peace the most is in your home. So if you're in my home and you're not giving me peace, you're not giving me joy, you're not giving me laughter and love, then bitch, you gotta go.
I know that's right.
I don't care if we're married or not.
Yeah.
I don't want any toxic relationships.
Like this guy that I went to college with, he's actually now a doctor. I saw him at homecoming and... he actually fell really ill not too long ago. It was like some type of cancer he had.
Okay.
He's my age. And okay. So, you know, he got over and everything. But being a doctor, he says, it's alarming at how many women are so stressed.
I believe it.
That they are coming in there ill.
Right.
He said, these cancers, these diseases, a lot of
coming
them
from
are
stress.
Growing because of stress.
Absolutely. Toxic.
It's crazy.
And I mean, we know that because we know that the number one contributor of belly fat is due to stress and not sleeping well. Mm-hmm. It has a lot to do with eating as well. But stress is a major factor, and not sleeping and resting well is another factor of belly fat amongst women. So when you just look at it, guys, we're not going to be young forever. We need to take care of ourselves mentally, spiritually, and holistically. And when it comes down to it, if you got a man that's in your house and you can't even eat good because you sitting back and 95% of your bills,
and now you
your money
eat
is going
ramen
to
noodles,
bitch, it's time to go. It's time to go, and you need to let this man know.
When you have to finesse some ramen noodles every night
and
add different things to it
just to
make it a meal, that's when it's...
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it. So, guys, we hope that you really enjoyed the show. Like I said, guys, please share the dang truth with your friends, your girlfriends, your coworkers, your aunties, all of them, your uncles, who else?
All of it.
Your homeboys, your homegirls. Let them know that you can find us on...
Anybody 18 and up.
Yeah, they gotta be of age.
Yeah.
Because we talk about some raw shit.
Right.
But I mean,
maybe 21 and up.
No, 18. 18
is good. 18, you're an adult.
Because, bitch, I was...
You could vote. You're good.
Right. Right. 18-year-olds today been doing shit that I ain't even done yet. And I'm like, okay.
Right.
All right, bitch. I see you. But yes, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, while Ashley's over here twerking in. And
Wale and Bryson Tiller. Ooh.
I love Wale.
Me too.
Guys, we also are soliciting your help. We need a sex educator. We need a therapist, counselor, certified. Mm-hmm.
If you have a business that you want to...
Yes, a business that you want to promote, we're here for it. And we're also looking for special guests to come on the show and just help us out. So, guys, you can always contact us at The Goddamn Truth. That is The, T-H-E, God, G-O-T, Dame, D-A-M-E, Truth, T-R-U-T-H, at gmail.com. Also, follow our fan page on Facebook, The Dame Truth. Do you see that I changed it? Our little picture.
Oh, yeah, it's cute.
Super cute. Me and Ashley are going to do some things. We're going to do photo shoots next year. We're actually going to take our little Dame Truth podcast on the road. So, guys, I'm ready for 2020.
Yeah, me too.
We 1 month. This is the second day of the month, honey.
That's true.
So, we're going to be hitting 2020.
I got to lose weight for my photo shoots, too. So.
Oh, God. Ashley's going to try to lose weight in 2 weeks. I'm not. I'm going to make it a lifestyle change.
4 weeks.
4 weeks, whatever, bitch. Weeks. But anyway, guys, thank you for tuning into The Dame Truth. And until next time, later.
Bye, y'all.